Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing your time with us this morning. I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We have been talking about gifts of the Spirit, and understanding those and how important it is to understand those gifts. And everyone has gifts. All of you watching live stream, you have a gift. And everyone here today has a gift. And God wants us to steward this thing in a way that's going to give Him honor and glory here now. Right now, right where we're at on earth now, right? Until He comes back. He's coming back for His people. And if you belong to Him, God is good, right? That's for sure. And, I just want us to, I got something today. I really believe it's important to, really helps us understand where this church is and why we do some of the things we do. And, I said to a bunch of leaders in the church the other day, this church sometimes, it's for everybody, but not everybody's going to want to be there. It's for everybody, but not everybody wants to be here. Did you hear that? Here's the thing. Because, you see, people leave, right? And sometimes we don't understand why they leave, but they do. And, in John, 1 John, it says, for they went out from us because they were not of us. And that's really the truth. So here's the idea. It's like they went out from us, and so it swings both ways. So really, maybe we didn't want them here anyways. Does this make sense? Because look, because if you're not willing to grow and mature and serve your gift, then it's all about you. And so what you're doing is you're becoming a consumer. And that's okay if you want to be that. That's just not where we're at. We don't want to just be consumers. We want to be contributors. And I'm not being insensitive. Now, if it sounds like I am, hit me. But I'm not. We want to be contributors. We want to serve this Lord. And we want to fulfill His plan and purpose and become everything He put us on this earth to be. And we can only do that if we're willing to get in His will. You can squeak into heaven, but God wants you to enjoy life now. And He wants you to understand things now. See, people who are miserable, they're just miserable because they're not using their gift and they don't understand life. Because when you understand life, the way the Bible teaches, it changes your perspective on everything. Even your problems. Changes your perspective on your problems, your trouble, your afflictions, your sickness, everything. And when you begin to see the way God wants you to see, You don't want to be anywhere else but where he is and where his people are. Am I making sense? I hope I didn't hurt and offend anybody by what I said, but even that, you don't even get hurt and offended when you see things the way God sees it. You just don't. Because that's just your ego getting hurt. And that's called pride. And pride, there's no grace in it. Jesus was full of grace and full of truth. So that's where God wants us to be, full of grace and full of truth, to serve him and his people. Does that make sense? So, people are going to say things about us. It's okay. People are going to accuse us of things. It's okay too. Because, you know, he says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. We've been talking about prosperity. We're going to keep prospering. And those weapons they come up with, they're not going to prosper. Did that just make sense? It's not going to prosper against you when you're after his will. So that's what we got to understand. All right, so let's look at our vision, and we're going to get started. I am glad you all made it here today. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All right. That is has been our foundation verse here for a while. And we've been talking about gifts and discernment and the importance of having good discernment when it comes to, in other words, you stewarding your gift and the people around you and the people speaking into your life. Discernment, sometimes we can over-discern things. Make sense? Sometimes we can be so discerning that we're just every little, everything. And then we become suspicious, right? We don't want to become suspicious. And we don't want to become doubters and suspicious and looking over our shoulder, right? We want to, when we're truly in a healthy place of discernment, you can be anywhere and have peace and security and stability. And so that's what we're after. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today and the importance of it. So we're going to look at discernment, and in 1 Chronicles 19, it talks about David heard that King Nahash died, and his son was going to take over. And these Syrians were really a problem. And the Ammonites were fighting the Syrians. And so David heard that King Nahash had passed away and his son was taken over. So David said, I'm going to send an envoy of people to help his son against these Syrians. I'm going to send an envoy of people to help him because David said, because I'm going to give an act of kindness, he said, and send them an envoy of people. I'm going to be kind and send them some help. Now, when he did that, they got there, and the sons began to think, and they began to discuss, you think David sent those people here to help us? Or maybe they're spying on us. Maybe they've come to overcome us. So in other words, they stopped the people that David sent. When really, that's what we do sometimes. We can stop the blessing that God is trying to send to us because our discernment is contaminated. Am I making any sense? You can actually stop the blessing from getting to you, and you can't receive it. And that's what happened there. Read it. Syrians are still fighting us to this day. So I want you to, I got some scriptures here. We're going to look at, give me 1 Corinthians 12:1 real quick. These are verses we've already gone over, but I'm going to give you a quick review a little bit, and then you'll see where I'm going with this. Okay. Look what he says. Now concerning spiritual gifts, everybody here has a gift. Everybody online, you have a gift. All right? Now look what he says. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, he's talking to brethren. That's people. That's born again believers. Right? Remember, what's brethren mean? To be from the same womb, God's womb, born again. Not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, right? Through the word of God, we've been born again. I remember guys at work where I used to work at Miles Laboratories, I'd say, yeah, I got born again. They said, what's wrong? You didn't get it right the first time? I said, no. I didn't get it right the first time, but I got it right now. That's right. Oh, I like seeing you guys agree with that. I like that. Now watch. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Remember, what's ignorant mean? It means to ignore. It means to ignore. This is where we get the word agnostic. Did you hear that? You ever hear somebody say, well, I'm an agnostic? They're wanting to let you know that that's who they are and that's where they stand. Well, when they say that, you can say, you don't have a clue what you believe. You see that? That's what they're saying. I don't know what I believe. And so that's what happens when you're ignorant. You don't know what you believe. See this? Now, okay, we went over that. Let's go to Malachi's back there. Malachi's been singing. Yes, I'll tell you what, I didn't know that young man could sing. He's singing. He's in the media now. He's using his gifts. That's nice. You got a whole long life ahead of him. Getting started young. He was born in this church. I like seeing that. Don't be messing with Malachi. You mess with Malachi, you mess with me. Ain't that right, Malachi? That's right, big boy. We can carry on like that. Now look, 1 Corinthians 14:1. Pursue what? Love. You know, this love is the agape love. There's five loves in the Bible, right? Agape is God's love. Eros is a sexual love between a man and a woman, married man and a woman, eros. And then there's thumos, which means compassion. It's where you get the word thermos. And it keeps things warm or it keeps things cold. It's compassion. And then there's agape, eros, thumos. And then storge is a mother's love for her children. That's where the stork comes from, you know, carrying the baby. You understand? That's where that word, the history behind all that, the etymology. And then there's filial love, brotherly love, Philadelphia, brotherly love. And so that's the loves that you see in the Bible. And so apart from the agape, those other five loves can't get you into the will of God. They're just there to help you
feel good.
You know what I mean? They're there. We need them. But they're really there to help you with your emotions, to steward them. You see all this? I know you think this is deep. This is not deep. This is basic 101. Okay, now, he says, pursue love. This is agape love, God's love, unconditional. And this is really what you were designed for by your creator, is agape love. He says, pursue that. When you pursue it, it means you're on the hunt. You are on the hunt for this agape love. You go through the woods. You're going to go up and down the hills. You're going to go around the corner. You're going to be looking through under rocks. You're going to be looking for everything. You're after this agape love in your life. You're pursuing it. And desire spiritual gifts. See, our gifts should flow from the love of God. Now, but especially that you may what? Prophesy. And that's speak. So when you speak, it should be out of this love. See? Now, chapter 12, he says, don't be ignorant of spiritual gifts. Now look, chapter 13 is the love chapter. Agape love chapter. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not behave rudely. Love thinks no evil. Ooh. Well, that's pretty strong, isn't it? That takes some doings, doesn't it? So you got the first chapter, gifts. So 13 is right in sandwiched in between 12 and 14. The love. That's what he wants. The love. And that's what we need to understand this. You'll see where I'm going with this. Now give me verse 40. There you go. Well, that's good, Malachi. Let all things be done what? Decently and in order. So God has an order. He wants order. Remember, what's the word order? The Greek word for the word order is taxidermy. And a taxidermy is when a taxidermist, when you go, okay, if you say you're a hunter and you kill a deer with all these points, big antlers, you kill that deer and you cut the head off. Well, a person that's going to go to a taxidermist, they'll take it immediately to the taxidermist so he can work on it right away. And when the taxidermist is done, it looks like that deer is still alive. Looks like it did when it was killed. Does that make sense? So that's what God is saying. I want things to be done decently, and I want it to look like this, like it's alive. You hear me? Isn't that amazing? So now, I want you to go to 1 Timothy 4, 12 through 16 real quick. You guys okay so far? Glad you showed up in this cold day? Now, I want to spit and carry on, but we'll just have to wait for that. I'm doing some teaching here, right? It's important. So now look what he says. Let no one despise you. Let no one despise your youth. I love it when the young people come here. Watch out, Carter. I do. Because, folks, this is significant. And this is what us as believers need to be conscious of and aware of, that these young people are coming here. And we need to know how to conduct and live and treat and share and help these young people along. Amen. So this is what God is doing right now. He's preparing the church. The church has got to be ready, because it's not. But the one that Jesus is building is ready. Remember, he says, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The gates of hell won't be able to stand against my church. And that's who's the church? His people, right? So he's building his people. And hell can't stand against them, because they are surrendered to him. Everything. Amen? All right. Let's look at this. But be an example to believers in word. In other words, we're supposed to be example to believers, each other. We're supposed to be examples to each other. When you come here, you ought to be an example to everybody here. People, there's people here that need to hear a good word from you. They need to hear something that you're bringing. Every part doing its share. That's what the Bible says. Speaking the truth, and every part doing its share. We have a part to do in this place. Am I making sense? Now, in conduct, in love, in spirit. See the little S? It's a little S. That's not even the Holy Spirit. That's talking about you. You're a spiritual being. You're a little S. In spirit. In faith. In purity. Purity. This is why we teach about morals. How we live morally. When you aren't living morally, you're way outside the boundaries of God and the way he designed you. And when you aren't living morally and with God's principles, it will cause mental illness. Look at me. It will cause mental illness. It will cause you to be tormented by spirits, because God has set standards and principles up for your protection. You see that? For your protection. And that's why when you understand what you're being taught here and understand rejection, don't have anything. Because rejection really is protection. Oh, did you just get what I just said? Rejection is protection. If that boy won't leave you alone, let him go on. If you don't have a ring and a license and a I do. What did you tell me the other day? Did you get that? If you don't have an I do, then you don't. That is good right there. Be quiet there. You see that? And that's really for your protection. Because he wants the best for you. And that's what he's doing. And you know what? Listen, if you did, repent. You can repent. Repent means change your mind. Metanoia. Meta means change. Noia means mind. Noia means mind. You can change your mind and then begin to renew it as though it never happened. When you truly repent, isn't that powerful? In the eyes of God, You catching that? And that doesn't mean you repent and say, okay, I'm going to go back and do it again. No. That right there, you're really asking for problems. You see that? In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, it says, godly sorrow produces repentance not to be regretted, leading to salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death. See, when you say you repented and you jump back into the same thing because you repented, you think it's... No. It means separation from God. It will separate you from God. And now you're on your own. Now you're doing all this on your own. And he'll allow you to be tormented and all whatever comes with that. Make sense? You see that? So this is why we got to understand these things. Okay, now look. Look what he says. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. To reading, exhortation, and doctrine. In other words, that's why we study the Bible. We read and we study. And we exhort each other. Right? And teaching is doctrine. We're teaching the doctrine of the Bible. All right. Look what he says. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. I mean, there's the gift, remember? Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the eldership. So in other words, we lay hands on people. We'll speak over people. We've done that here. We see things. God shows people leadership. He shows things to us on people. I can see gifts on people. I've said things to people sometimes and they say, really? And it's like, sometimes I got to watch what I say because I'll say something about their gift right away and they're not there yet. And then they start to thinking their gift is, you know, and they don't know yet. They don't understand yet, but it takes time. It takes time. See, this is a process. It really does. It takes time. Now, with the laying on of hands, eldership. Now give me the next one. Meditate on these things. Give yourself what? Entirely to what? Your gifts and the doctrine and the exhortation and the reading. See that? Of the Bible is what he's talking about. Is this making sense? Derek sent me a meme. And it says, God formed us, sin deformed us, the Bible informs us, and Jesus transforms us. Good, shut up, that's good. I didn't even have to wink at that. That just went right into my spirit. I got it.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.